With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Very busy day for President Trump in Japan today. Major talks with numerous leaders. And the president also addressing the sailors and Marines on board the USS George Washington.
And I'm thrilled to be here among thousands of proud American patriots aboard the 100,000 tons. That's a lot of tonnage. Forward deployed symbol of American might, power, and prestige, the legendary USS George Washington. This is some ship. They don't make them this way anymore.
National Hurricane Center warns that Melissa could cause catastrophic flash flooding and numerous landslides in parts of both Jamaica and Cuba. BBC correspondent Nick Davis reports from Kingston.
The Category 5 hurricane has been moving slowly, 100 miles an hour off the south coast at a snail's pace, building in intensity, but it's due to turn inland. There are warnings that it will bring record levels of rainfall and with it extensive flooding. The entire island will experience major hurricane conditions, and so the government has ordered people to evacuate some low-lying areas.
Both sides of the political aisle pointing fingers at one another, no end in sight as the government shutdown is 28 days old. In the meantime, federal funds could begin running dry that help feed millions of Americans to buy food for the families if the shutdown persists. If Congress doesn't reach a deal by Saturday, benefits could run out of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, better known as SNAP. L.A. Dodgers now have a 2-1 lead in the World Series following an unbelievable Game 3 that went 18 innings, 6 hours and 39 minutes. This is SRN News. A new report on divorce in the United States.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that the divorce rate is down and has been in decline since the 1980s. That sounds like good news, but it has to be considered against the backdrop of a parallel decline in marriage. Fewer people are getting divorced, but fewer people are getting married in the first place. The Pew survey also reveals that 1/3 of all people who have ever been married report their first marriage ended in divorce. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo meeting with an organization of clergy abuse survivors and advocates for the first time. Participants in that meeting say he agreed to maintain a permanent dialogue with them. The Ending Clergy Abuse Group, as it's known, is pushing for a zero-tolerance policy for abuse in the Catholic Church that would require permanent removal of any priest who abuses a child. This is SRN News. Well, officials say Mexico has failed to deliver literally millions of gallons of water to South Texas farmers as required under a 1944 treaty. Here's Keith Peters.
Now, members of Texas's congressional delegation want the Trump administration to make Mexico's failure part of the upcoming trade negotiations, including new sanctions if necessary. The treaty requires Mexico to deliver 1.75 million acre-feet of water to the U.S. every 5 years. In exchange, the U.S. gives Mexico 1.5 million acre-feet of water every year. The 5-year cycle ended last week with Mexico owing 925,000 acre-feet of water. Mexican officials say an ongoing drought is preventing them from meeting their obligations. The shortfall is harming the farm economy of the Rio Grande Valley. Keith Peters, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com.